A wild look raised his brows, crossed his features. He rose, but he forbore yet. I laid my hand on the back of a chair for support. I shook, I feared, but I resolved.
One instant, Jane. Give one glance to my horrible life when you are gone. All happiness will be torn away with you. What then is left? For a wife I have but the maniac upstairs. As well might you refer me to some corpse in yonder churchyard. What shall I do, Jane? Where turn for a companion and for some hope?
Do as I do. Trust in God and yourself. Believe in heaven. Hope to meet again there.
Then you will not yield?
No.
Then you condemn me to live wretched and to die accursed?
His voice rose. I advise you to live sinless, and I wish you to die tranquil.
Then you snatch love and innocence from me. You fling me back on lust for a passion, vice for an occupation.
Mr. Rochester, I no more assign this fate to you than I grasp at it for myself. We were born to strive and endure, you as well as I.
Do so. You will forget me before I forget you.